Okay, why don't you take your Bibles and turn to Psalms. Psalm 78. I think one of the first early teachings that I did when we started this ministry was on compassion. And of course, we made a tape. We had the Matty Mattel taping system at the time. The tape wasn't the greatest, but we sent it out, still blessed a lot of people. But I'd like to get this down on good tape, and so we can send it out with our packets. And well, we'll just send it out to everybody. It'd be good for a lot of you who heard it. But I cover a few different things. So every time you teach something, it's a little different. But I'd like to talk about compassion, or to be compassionate. You know, the New Wilson's Old Study, or Old Testament Word Study, defines this compassion as to be mild, to have mercy upon anyone. Anyone. Anyone means what? Anyone. It also means to be tender, to entreat with tenderness. So tenderness is a part of that also. And it's specifically used with God pitying His afflicted people. See, God was full and is full of compassion. And I love the Webster's Dictionary definition of compassion. It says, sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. That is really compassion. Not just to be aware. You know, you can be aware. It's amazing how many people aren't even aware of others' needs. They just kind of blow through life. They're in their own little world. And they don't see the needs of others or some of the things that they do. But it's not just being aware of it, but it's having the desire to alleviate it, to get involved, to give part of your life. And that's the greatest thing any of us have and can give. The only thing we really have is our lives. We're born and we have it till we suck in the last breath. And when we give any of our time, that's the most precious thing we can give to people. And when we have that desire to give of our time, of our life, to try to help alleviate, to help people in situations. That's compassion. So here in Psalm 78 and verse 35, it's pretty neat because, you know, some people don't always deserve that compassion either. And here this is regarding Israel. It says, and they remembered that God, verse 35, that God was their rock and the high God their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they knew this, and nevertheless, they did flatter Him with their mouth and they lied unto Him with their tongues. It's not good, is it? But yet they did. Well, I'm glad we never do that. Right? Have you ever flattered God and lied to Him? Yeah, maybe not. Didn't want to, but you did anyway, right? Told Him you were going to do something, didn't do it. Sound familiar? Sure. Then it says, for their heart was not right with Him, neither were they steadfast in His covenant. But verse 38 is the big but. B-U-T, but He, God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned He His anger away and did not stir up all His wrath. See, they deserved it, but God didn't lay it on them because of His compassion. Why? Verse 39, for He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. See, God remembers, you know, He made us. He knows what we're made of. And He said, oh, it's that flesh again at it. And so He was able, you know, He's big. He's forgiving and He's full of compassion. Look in Psalms 86. Psalms 86 is a prayer of David. A wonderful prayer. Reminds me of this prayer that my sister gave me Wednesday. She gave me this prayer, and let me read this prayer to you. It says, dear Lord, so far today, God, I've done all right. I haven't gossiped, haven't lost my temper, haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. That's the prayer. Maybe we could pray it at times ourselves, right? You do pretty good till you get out of bed, right? So, this is David's prayer. It's a little different. But verse 1 says, "Bow down thine ear, Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy." David said what? He was holy. He was holy on his own? No, God made him holy, right? He anointed him, right? Well, we've been anointed with God's gift of Holy Spirit. Are you holy? Yes, you are. David said, "I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord. I cry unto thee daily." This cry means he cried out, he proclaimed unto him daily. He talked to God. It doesn't mean he's crying frantically out there. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. He talked to him daily, daily. And that's the big key for all of us. As God's holy ones, his children, we should talk to him. "For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For then, Lord, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive." Forgive. "And plenteous is mercy unto all them that call upon him. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." David was confident when he prayed to God, he answered him. How confident are you? Well, we ought to be very confident that God will hear us. He's our Father. My earthly Father heard me when I called unto him. Is he better than God Almighty, my Heavenly Father? I think not. Verse 10, "For thou art great and does wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Boy, there's no other God but the one true God. Remember that. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear or reverence, respect thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore." Look at all the I wills in here. That has got to be your prayer. A lot of times you're always wanting, "God, do this, do this." How, what are you going to do? When you pray to God, you have to tell him what you will do. David did. Then he says, look at this, "For great is thy mercy toward" who? Me. A lot of times people think God's mercy and his grace is wonderful for other people, but somehow I'm not quite good enough, or I really blew it so bad. No, it's to you. Look at this, "me. And thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul." Sometimes that happens. "And have not set thee before them." In other words, those that do that don't regard you at all, Lord. They don't have any respect for you. But, here's it again, look at it. Contrast all that. "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." See, God is full of compassion and he's full of truth. He is truth and plenteous in mercy. Amplified adds loving kindness to that too. That's God's description. That's our Father. No wonder David could cry unto him and call him. When you think of your Father like that, you're going to go to him, right? Well, look in 111, Psalms 111. And you'll see these all the way through. Verse 4, "He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." There it is again. God is full of grace. He's gracious and he is full of compassion. A compassionate God. He understands us. He knows our frame. Looking down in 112, just below again, says in verse 4, "Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness." Why? Because he is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. "A good man showeth favor and lendeth." He deals generously and lendeth. "He will guide his affairs with discretion." But see, again, God, you have that light. There's light at the end of the tunnel when you realize that God, and the reason there is because God is full of compassion. Even when we blow it from time to time, We can always turn to God and He will reach down. And we need it. Even when we don't blow it, we've got an adversary in this world called the devil, Satan, Beelzebub, all those other names. And he's always sticking his nose into our business. Got no right to, but he does it anyway. So you got to push him out. God understands that too. And he understands sometimes you get beat down. That's why grace is so much involved. Look in 145. Running out of Psalms here. We'll have to go to another book pretty soon. I'm just showing you these. This is God's testimony of himself, right? This is God's word, and this is what he says about himself. He had it written. He said, God is the Lord, verse 3, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty works. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of thy awesome. The word terrible is awesome. Acts. They are awesome. And I will declare thy what? Greatness. And they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. And the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Slow to anger. Isn't that wonderful? He's slow to anger and great in mercy.